Blog Talk Radio.
And experience what I experienced tonight. Literally, I'm trying to get into the show to host, and it was telling me that our show was not even, like, existing. Like, you know, the show basically wasn't made up. You don't have a show, so basically you don't have nothing to call into. And I kept calling back. I'm hanging up, call back, same thing. And I'm just like, wait a minute, what is going on? It would not let me in. So I had to, oh, my gosh, like, just make other plans, do other things. We're here now. I'm in. And you know what? It's crazy that the topic we're going to speak on tonight, because what we're talking about, it's just kind of weird because I took a brief nap, okay, and I woke up and I couldn't get into the line. So I'm just thinking in my head, like, wow, like, you know, it's just all the little distractions that sometimes some things don't want you to talk about certain stuff. So, you know, it tries to throw you off. But anyways, I'm going to put it like this. Thank you guys for being so patient because it took me a long time to get in. So finally we figured something else out, and I'm here. It's 12:25. Definitely apologize about that. But anyways, catch us here at 12 a.m. every Monday. If you want to say it's Tuesday, whatever you want, Monday, Tuesday, who cares? Vamp City right here on Dollhouse Radio. But so we're going to keep the show going because we're kind of late right now. So, but we're not going to stop anything. We're not going to feed into it. I just want to tell you guys what was going on so you won't think we're crazy. But and we just start the show whenever we want to. So I just want to let you guys know we did have some issues going on. But I'm going to bring in my co-hosts right now. We have two great topics tonight. We're going to be talking about auras. It's one of the main topics. The second topic would be the succubus and the incubus, the incubus and the succubus. We're going to get into that later. But I definitely want to start with the aura subject because it's very interesting to me because, number one, we all have it. Anybody that's breathing, if you're alive, I mean, even objects, most objects have an aura. I definitely want to get into that topic because I think topics like these, you know, people really don't talk about, especially when it comes to paranormal, because people, you know, they kind of skip over that. It's usually the ghosts and the spirits and the entities. People really don't talk about, you know, auras. I don't know why they should, but I really think that it's an interesting topic, especially when you start doing research and looking further into, you know, the aura. So, very interesting. I'm going to bring in my co-host. We have Timer. We also have James here with us. Welcome to the show, guys.
Better late than never.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I feel crazy. Like, what is going on? These things are going to, like, make me late?
I don't know. I don't know. It is kind of weird when you brought that up, though, because that is weird that it came... That happened. That's not the first time, nor would it be the last, unfortunately.
Yeah, yes.
I don't hear Timer. Where's Timer?
Hi, Timer.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, what's
up? What's good?
There you go. That's the coolest of the cool. What's up?
Appreciate that. What's good? You know what, India? I'm looking at, you know, saying my phone and whatnot, and let me just check something because, you know, I could be the culprit, the reason behind the show. No. It wasn't me. For a minute, I thought I called the host line unbeknownstly. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm looking at my call log, and it wasn't me. So, okay, I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, nothing is foolproof.
So it wasn't you or was you?
No, it wasn't. But everything's foolproof. I mean, nothing's foolproof.
No, because,
so.
You know, usually when it's two people on the call line, you know what it does because it did it yesterday when Angela called in for Hot Sugar. When I didn't know she did, and I forgot she was.
Right.
Actually, I forgot she was calling in. It won't let two people on. So if you were on, it would say, there is already a host. You know, you cannot, like, it can only be one host or whatever. So it'll tell you that. It didn't say that. It said a totally different message
I've never heard before. I know what it is. It sounds like this, like a very matter-of-fact voice. Your show has not yet started. Please call back again later. Thank you.
It says call back in 15 minutes before the show starts. That's what it said.
I've heard that a lot of times. That's why I know by heart.
Yes.
And you guys are sitting on the phone, and I'm hearing something totally different. So, yeah, anyways, I'm just saying that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, I am here.
I just want to say real quickly, while we're saying that it's weird, because when you hear that notification online when it says your show has yet not started, that means the show page hasn't been created, which is that wasn't the case. It was created a while ago.
Right.
So that's why it's,
you know.
You know.
Yeah, woo, it's scary.
Oh,
it's kind of weird.
I just wanted to explain that to everybody.
So, you know what? Anybody who tried to tamper with what we're doing tonight, you didn't win.
That's right.
Wah, 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 wah. Right. So, okay, so we're going to get into the topic we have tonight. Definitely, I'm excited about this topic. I'm really into it, too, because for a long time, I mean, I'm fascinated of how auras. One, you can read people auras. And I think that if we really got into what an aura is and we started reading each other's auras, and we can, if you started concentrating enough to where you could see a person's aura, I think people would start acting different, meaning they wouldn't be so fake, fraud, liars.
True.
Because if you can walk around and see people's aura, then people have nothing to hide. Because, see, you can lie with your mouth, but your aura does not lie. Your aura actually exposes who you truly are, like, you know, what you're truly thinking, like your mood. Like, you know, wherever you are at that moment, because one thing about the aura, the colors do tend to change because it kind of follows your mood, but it does not lie. So I think that, you know, maybe we should talk about that. We're going to talk about a few things. How you can read auras, because I really want you guys to research that. We'll talk about the colors, some of the colors, what they mean. I also want to slightly touch on certain colors for those people out there who are looking for healing, because it's certain healing colors more than others that can really help you guys. If you're going through something out there where, you know, you have the medical conditions, I have to say this because you got to say it. I'm not saying that you should replace medicine for this, this, and that, and that, and that, but I will say, in my instance, like I do, I don't use medication because I feel that that's my choice. But so I just want to put that out there. I want nobody to say, well, India said I'm going to be healed because, you know. So, and you know what? So I just want to kind of put it out there for people who want an alternative. So if you're somebody who's going through something, something in your body, sickness or whatever, it's certain colors. There's certain things you can do with these colors to bring healness and healthiness to your body. So we will get on that very slightly in a minute. I'm going to talk about that. But I want to go to my co-host, Timer. When you looked up auras, what did you define? What was it for you? What did you get?
Well, what I get from it is just, you know, basically it's all about who we are as a person, which determines what type of aura surrounds us. It can be good, bad, or ugly. And what fascinated me the most about auras is I didn't know that even things, you know what I'm saying, other than people, you know what I'm saying, has an aura around it. It says that everything has an aura around it.
Yes.
So that's what I learned, knew about it, as well as, you know, that with everything, there's different levels. You know, like you're saying, the colors all represent something, you know. And I'm quite interested in hearing once we get there, you know what I'm saying, what colors represent what. So, but I just find it fascinating, you know, and just like with anything, you know, with religions, you know, they have different interpretations of, you know what I'm saying, the purpose of an aura. And I mean,
right. Yeah.
Everything's interesting, you know what I'm saying? It's just amazing what we actually learn when we actually research, you know?
No, that's true. And because you mentioned the different religions from Buddhist to Indians, different Indian tribes to Christianity, I mean, you have so many different religions who talk about auras. And they speak on it, and some of these religions, you know, they have their own definitions of what it means, especially the colors when it comes down to certain stuff. I'm very intrigued by it. James, what did you get from it?
Well, I got from it is basically like a halo or some type of force that everybody has, basically. It's basically, and there's a lot of people, we all have this, like you said earlier, and there's only very few that could read people, other people's auras. It doesn't mean that you're a medium or a psychic. There's regular people that could really read other people if you open your mind to it, because if you're too cloud-minded and, you know, like we've always talked about in past shows, you're not going to see nothing. You're tunnel vision as it is. So how are you going to see another person's aura? You're in your own little la-la land. But a thing I was very intrigued by looking this up, that it is a perception linked at times with Indian spirituality.
Yes.
Surprise. I'm like, whoa, what a shock this is. Because it sounds like something that something our ancestors, you know, basically knew about and obviously practiced. Because it's something that they could tell right away when somebody's not right or not. And I think maybe that's why, you know, I'm pretty good at judging character most of the time.
Right.
100%. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm the Yoda of auras, but I'm just saying that most of the time I'm pretty good at reading somebody out. It's a very interesting thing, that something that should we talk about.
Yes.
And like you said, it doesn't get talked about enough, which is weird, because everything else, which is not that it's not as important or more important, but it should be talked about because it's part of all the other things we talk about when it comes to paranormal, poltergeists, and things of that nature. So,
and that's why on this show we kind of definitely want to go deeper into more than just ghosts. We definitely talk about ghosts, but, I mean, the paranormal is not just ghosts. I mean, it's so many topics, it's so many things, and you can associate all these things inside the paranormal topic, mega, if you want to say. Aura, to everybody out there who's looking for exact definition, aura is a field of subtle, luminous radiation surrounding a person or object, like the halo in religious art. Now, if you've seen any religious art, there's always like a halo around a person's head.
Yes.
That's somewhat of an aura. Most auras, when you look at a person, like if I can see somebody walking, mostly the aura could start from just the head, but mostly it's surrounding the person's body, okay? It's just like an outline almost, or sometimes you'll see more than one color, or you'll see double. It's certain things in everybody that's different, so everybody's, like, it's going to be, yours is different than mine's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. And like you said, honestly, everybody can read auras. Everybody can do it. But what it is, what you said, James, that it takes so much concentration that most people can't do it, because it's really hard. Like, it takes a lot of concentration to be able to sit there and just be like, you know, where you, like, to the point where you just walk down the street and you just see everybody's aura, you know. And so, you know, I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, but it can be done. And I think that if we were to start doing that, people would be very exposed.
Would you also say that, I'm sorry, Tim, I'll make this quick. Would you also say that if people could read other people's auras, maybe most of the bad things that happen in this world wouldn't happen? Do you agree with that, do you think?
Yeah. We're saying that, like, you know, because you're saying we could see the bad things coming?
Yeah, like, you know, this person's up to something, you know, maybe, you know, it could stop somebody from, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because different colors, like, actually tells you anger, something's going on, like an imbalance or stuff like that. So I don't know if you'll be able to read it totally into it, but you can definitely see that something's off. Or, you know, this person is seeing red or whatever you want to say. I really think that it will be a great thing if everybody out there who's tuned in right now, go research aura. Do your own research on it. I always say that on the show. Do your own research. We just bring you what we have researched. So I definitely want to, like, put that out there. Go research it. And they have different examples of how you can start reading auras. And if you really want to do it, do the little, they have little practices you could do. And I did it the other night. I've been doing it for a long time before the other night. It's just a few of them I haven't seen and done yet. I tried the other night, which was really cool. But I sometimes, this is when I practice, like when I just want to practice on concentration, I'll sit and I'll look at the ceiling. And like if I'm laying in bed, if I want to, you know, before going to bed. And when I'm looking at the ceiling, my eyes, I can, because the ceiling is white. So the white background makes it great. That's a great start. And I'll basically have the light on. Make sure you have the light on. And I can make it where I start seeing different colors. And I can see different lights of colors. I can see pink. If I want to see blue, I start seeing blues. I start seeing purple. I can see green. And that's when you start concentrating to the point where I read it, that certain people can just demand colors and it just appear. So that takes concentrating, too. So that's something I want you guys to do. When you get off the show or when you have time, just go to your bed, put on lights, and just sit there, stare at the ceiling. If you have white, I don't know, and see if you can start seeing colors. Do you see anything? You know, and it takes concentration, but it's a very fun experiment. I love doing it. Okay, so, Timer, did you have anything else to say? I think you wanted to say something.
Oh, no, I was basically just going to say that, like what James was saying about, you know, if we were able to identify the different auras, you know, would we, you know, it would keep us out of taking that path to danger. But, you know, all I was going to say is basically we just have to be in tune enough to know how, you know, with research, you know what I'm saying, your knowledge is power. So, you know, in order to read auras, you have to be in tune enough to have research and ask questions to, you know what I'm saying, to kill any kind of doubt or just that
right.
missing link of information to put you in, to center oneself to be able to, as I said before, identify. So I just feel like you need to just be more in tune.
Right.
And what I had thought about the aura was, like you were saying, you know, with you know, in regards to the halo and looking at the aura that's around people and, you know, maybe biblical paintings. I think once, it, you know, this is what I'm just thinking, just, you know, once you're able to, you know, reach in different levels, that illuminating light around that person eventually turns into a halo, like a graduation,
yeah.
because you have
mm-hmm.
centered yourself enough to have that control to prevent, you know what I'm saying, to, say, for instance, read someone else and pick up on other auras. So
right,
that's all
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New Age metaphysics identify the aura as electric magnetic fields. That's very interesting, too, of course. I have said many times on the show, many times, we're all made of energy. And like what Timer said earlier, you have things that are not human that are just objects that have energy. So it's just really fascinating that people, I don't get how some people, they don't get how powerful we are. Most people sit around and they think they're so powerless. And you don't get that your energy, like how powerful is that? Like, you know, like, wow. And I just think that we sit around and we just think that, oh, we're not really interesting. You know, humans are not interesting. I think we're very interesting. It's so many things that we have and we could do. And I think that if you used 2% more of your brain and just start reading and researching and figuring stuff out for yourself and just following, like your heart or whatever, you know, where it's leading you to, I think that you will probably enjoy life a little more because you'll start opening up doors to figuring out that, wow, like, you know, I could do that. I could do this. Like, you know, you're not as powerless as you think you are. Definitely want to tell people that. And the reason why I'm speaking on that is people who are sick and people who are going through something that they don't understand why. Half the time it's because we sicken ourselves. You know, when somebody tells you, you know, you're sick and you're going to die, guess what? most people get prepared to die because they think they're sick and they're going to die. So it's like your brain basically computes that and just says, you know, that's what you're getting ready for.
Oh, well.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
And I think we need to really figure out that we are stronger than we think. So stop feeding into a lot of the BS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. If somebody tells you it's a wrap, number one, the only person who could tell you it's a wrap is his name is God, and that's it. Nobody else. And I feel that we need to start just realizing how powerful we are. We are made of energy, and there's so many things that you could do. If you're somebody that's sick and you're ill, you can heal yourself. Trust me. Or there's people out there who have these things, these powers, they could do it, where they can heal you. And they can heal so many healers that that's all they do. They work to heal people. And I'm not talking about getting paid for it. I'm talking about that's what they do just because they want to, and that's what they're supposed to do. These people heal. So let's start just really researching. Get into researching. A lot of people, like, you know, really didn't look at, like, you know, that community of self-healing. People really looked like, oh, no, that doesn't work. But guess what? It won't work because you don't believe it. You're right. So, you know what, this year I really want to just encourage people to open themselves up, to open themselves up to more than what you're used to. Take a few more steps closer to something else. You know, try something different that you didn't try before, because maybe what you've been doing, it's not working because, guess what, it's not working. So
sure.
Maybe try something else so that you can at least give it a try, because you never know.
That's right.
So I definitely want to put that out there, because it's somebody out there that's listening right now that's definitely saying, oh, my God, that's me. And, you know, you have to change. You got to make that change. And with your free will that you're given, you can't make – nobody can make the change for you. You have to make that change. But you got to take that first step and say, you know what, I want to try something different. I'm going to put down the medicine. And I'm going to try something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be nice.
There's been many studies, too. I told both of my co-hosts this. There's been many studies when you talk about sickness where doctors, there are places where they have, like, you know, doctors, and they give medicine out, which are really, it's not really medicine. It's like water pills or something.
Yeah, I remember you telling me, yeah.
And, yeah, and they do it where it's like, it's all mental. Where they say, okay, this is going to heal this. And the patient believes it because they're used to getting medicine. But they don't know they're taking water pills. But your body and mind is so, your mind is so strong that you really believe if I took this, then I'm going to heal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like antibiotics or anything, right?
That's right.
And all along, they're water pills. But mentally, you told yourself that's the process. This is what happens when I get ill.
Mm-hmm.
But do you realize that really is you that's healing yourself? Because mentally you know what to do, but you're doing it unconsciously. It's so weird. You know, it's hard to explain. But I definitely want to challenge people to really tap into that, because you can. Let me see. So back to auras. I want to talk about, let's go into some of the colors and the meanings of the colors. Guys, red. Now, most people would say red is anger and,
yep.
You know, associated with, like, rah, it's just red. Red is so bright. It's so attractive and noticeable. But my thing is, it's a little different. I know red also is love, passion, but it also represents, it can represent anger too. But it's linked to healthy people, and most healthy people have a redness to their skin tone. So that is something I want to say to the red. If you see red around a person, it can mean a lot of things. It can mean energy, just, you know, blood, emotions that stir in the blood. It could be just healthy, a healthy person. And it can also, it can represent anger too. So it's a lot of things. It can kind of be confusing a little bit. Go ahead. Do you guys want to say anything about red?
I mean... It makes sense what you just said as far as, you know,
red represents, it could be a loving thing more than just, than the opposite, which could be, oh, it must be anger, it must be hate or rage or something. I think we all think that it might be that way because you see red, it's like, oh, my God, you know, stop, you know, don't do nothing rash. I don't know, but it makes sense to me in a sense when you break it down like that. I would have guessed what you just said at first when I would have thought, yeah, it means anger or, you know, some sort of aggression, some sort of that way. So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad you clarify that because I would have thought what you just said, I would have thought the total opposite of what you just said.
Now, I'm going to go through them a little fast. You guys, if
sure.
there's a favorite one you like, you guys will stop me, and or you can
ooh, okay,
pick it out later. Orange, going to orange. Orange creates a balance. Now, when I'm naming the colors. If you're looking for any of these things in your life, what you can do is they have different fluorescent lights that you can buy. You can go to the Party City, any store that sells, like, party lights.
Uh-huh.
If you want to put these in your home, or if it's like, you know, you can actually, what I do is mentally do it. I don't have to actually have a light.
Cool.
I can mentally picture the colors to bring me whatever I needed to do. You could do that too. Whatever you need to do, if you need to have a red board in front of you or a yellow board, colors, I don't know, whatever it takes. I'm just naming the colors, and I'm going to tell you guys what they mean and what they can do for you. Okay, orange. Orange creates balance. So if you need balance in your life, you want to concentrate on the color orange. And when you're putting that into your body, you want to, like, just picture just that color alone. And you want to bring balance to yourself, okay? Chakras is going to be something we get into next week. I want to have a guest on with us that can go more deeper into chakras. So we will talk about it because this all connects to chakras, too, when I'm saying the colors. So we won't get into chakras this week, but we will talk about that because it's very important, especially you guys out there who need to tune up your chakras because I'm telling you, the first time I tuned up my chakra, I almost fell out because it was so off-tuned. Like, oh, my God. It was off. I was so off. So I definitely want to, we'll talk about that next week. I know a lot of people out there saying, what? So, right, we're not going to get into it. Yet. So you guys can look that up if you want and get ready for next week for that. Yellow is the color of intellect. So definitely, you see yellow around a person, yeah, that's a smart person. If they got yellow tones around, it's the color of intellect. Green frequency is linked to healing. Most people who have the green outline, if you see green, most of the time they're nurses, doctors, physicians. They're people in the health industry. So if you see an aura, like somebody with like green around their aura, that's somebody in the health industry. Most of the time they're linked to health workers, okay, people who like to heal. Blue is the color of truth. Now, I'm a fan of blue, you guys.
Bingo to
blue is the color of truth and serenity and harmony. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you expose yourself to the blue light, it can boost happiness levels. Happiness, 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 happiness. I'm telling you. Just expose yourself to, if it's a blue light, like if you get a blue light at the party store, like I said, and you put it in your room, it's very, like, it's most people would think, and at first I would have thought blue was not a good color. Like, oh my gosh, blue. But no, blue actually it makes you happy, and it makes it. So if you're in a bad mood, I would picture, if you want to do it mentally, picture the color blue. Picture the color blue. The color blue brings happiness. So I definitely want to put that out there to you guys. So think of that. Blue is a color. It's very happy. Purple is associated with royalty. I know a lot of people know that. If you see a lot of royalty, it's purple. They wear purple. It's associated with royalty. Purple is also good for emotional problems. Like if you're going through something, it's just really got you emotionally, you know, gone. Purple is the color that you want to be thinking about, you want to see, because it really helps you to control that and set it back straight. So I definitely want to And it might sound a little confusing for some people right now, but when we opened up the conversation for chakras, it will all link back to all this stuff. Because if you look up chakras, when you look it up, you're going to see colors. You're going to see color patterns. You can see all these colors because all these colors are in within you, where you are different points in your body that you need balance and you need it a certain way for you to function. So I definitely know a lot of people out there are off balance, and you definitely need to tune up with your chakra. So we will talk about that next week. I'm not going to get deep into it because I don't want to be confusing people. Anything you guys want to speak on with the colors that I just mentioned?
Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah, you can go, Tamara.
Oh, no, I have nothing to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I was about to say, what was the, one more time, what was orange again? Just want to double check on that.
Balance.
Oh, orange?
Yeah.
Orange is balance. That creates balance.
Okay. Well, I see there's a reason why I always love blue, and that I think mine's is definitely blue. I relate more to blue than I think to the other ones. It's funny how that was always my favorite color to begin with, and to hear that definition of it, the color of that aura is very fascinating. So,
well,
cool.
I want you to kind of start focusing your attention. I want you guys this week, you two, to try to read your own auras. I want you to try to read your own auras. There's a few little workouts you guys can do to do that. I'm going to tell the listeners out there, make sure it's against something white. I say white, like a white wall, white background. It's the best thing because it's not going to show. You know, you don't want to do it against a red or a color wall because it's not going to do anything. You want to make sure it's white. Do it against, like, if you put your hand up in front of you, and like of the white wall, and put your hands up in front of you, and you just have to concentrate. Look for colors to see what your aura is. It's a few exercises online that I can send you guys if you want, that you can start trying to see what your aura, what color your aura is, because I'm pretty sure it changes all the time. But I would love to know what colors you guys are for the day. Or maybe multiple colors. I'm not sure. So,
I feel like I possess them all.
Wow.
I kind of know I possess them all.
Good answer.
Truth be told.
That is a good answer.
I mean, honestly, for me being the person that I am, I can picture myself with all of those listed thus far. And as we continue, I think I can match myself up with all, even some of the bad ones, because none of us is perfect.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So some of my lights may be dimmer than others because I'm not completely centered. But don't judge me, right?
Right.
So,
no, well,
that's
why
we're going to
get your chakra unbalanced. We're going to make, because you're probably unbalanced. I know both of y'all are unbalanced, because trust me, I was very unbalanced. To the point where when I did my chakra tuning, it was so intense that I had to stop. I was so off balance.
Wow.
So I definitely, when we do the homework for this week, I definitely want you guys, I'm going to send both of you guys a chakra tuning exercise, and I want you guys to do it. It's going to be about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, and I want you guys to tune your chakras up because you have to do.
That's weird. I did not press nothing. I swear
to God. I don't know if you want to
do
it. Really, you don't do
a
yay. Thanks for the yay for that one. Great.
That was so weird.
That's so weird. No,
I swear to God,
it's very important. Oh, God.
What the hell? That was
strange. No, but it's very strange. But it was it's very important to do this. It's very important to do this because you feel better. And you feel more balanced when you are tuning up your chakras because it helps. It helps, especially if you're off a little bit, or like if you got sickness or certain things are bothering you. You definitely want to tune it up to help whatever the issue is. And really knowing the issue is really how you can help yourself, knowing what's going on.
Would yoga be something that is considered an exercise to reach? I mean, of course, you've got to know, you know what I'm saying, the different meanings behind, you know what I'm saying, the colors within the aura. But say, for instance, for someone who actually takes the time out to educate themselves and, you know, about auras and then do yoga, I think that would help one center oneself, you know, truthfully told.
Yeah, it does. Because when you're meditating, when I first start meditating, I see why they warn you. That I didn't realize. I'm like, well, we just meditate. It's not that serious. And I see why they tell you, like, you know, like, because it can be real intense. Because what happens is the better you get at it consciously, like, one time it scared me really bad because I got so relaxed that my body just, like, was just like I could fall out. To the point where I can leave here, like, consciously, I was, like, on a whole different, like, I was somewhere else.
You were.
And
so
it was good. It was good, though, because I start doing my meditation so, like, deep that I can mentally just go. Like, I can just, like, you know, and when you get that relaxed, it kind of scared me a little bit at first.
Wow.
So I was just like, you know, wait a minute. So it was a little too deep. And I was like, huh, wait, hold up. I want to go that deep. But it was definitely every time, like if somebody can't sleep, for all my people out there who can't sleep, meditate. If you meditate, I promise you, like as soon as you're done, it's the best sleep ever. Oh, my gosh. I would meditate for like 10 minutes. When you're a beginner, I start very slow. Like sometimes it was only like maybe I'll do a 5-minute exercise. Then I gradually go to 10. Then you go to 15. If some people could do it like long, like, you know, and if you just keep going. But the better you get at it, the longer you could go, and it really helps you guys. And it all falls into everything we're talking about. It might not seem like it, but it's all linked. And I think that it's so, like, needed. It's so needed. I don't meditate every day no more, but I do it once a week, twice a week sometimes, depending on what I need. And it definitely helps. My aura right now, I didn't check my aura before the show, so I don't know what my aura is. I don't know the color. But I do want to know my color, so maybe I'll do it after the show and post it on Twitter. So make sure you guys will follow me at Sexy India on Twitter. I definitely want to know what my aura is right now because I'm in a good mood, so it should be good. Usually the color black, when you see a black aura, if I'm walking down the street and if I see a black aura, that's not a person that's alive. Most people who have black with their aura, that doesn't mean a bad person. That means that person is not here. That person is lifeless. It's just a person who's dead. The black outline means somebody who's passed on and passed away. So understand that you know, people who are dead don't have, I don't want to say don't have an aura, but they don't have what we have auras because we're alive, where our soul is like, you know, here inside of our bodies. So that's why you see the aura. But people who have passed on, you will see like a black, it's like a black outline. And some psychics or mediums who see this, it's usually people who are not here anymore.
I was just saying on another level, you know, speaking on the black aura, and that could also, I mean, me, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, you know, so I'm going to have to do a little more research where the black is concerned, but I wonder if, you know, how people make us to who we are and we become different people, you know, somebody that no one recognizes it, you know, so I wonder what that, could that possibly create that that color within someone's aura or not?
What, black?
You know, just thinking, thinking outside the box. You know how some people can make you completely heartless in a sense, you know, so it's kind of like that generous person, that generous side of you died. You know, say you're no longer that way. I mean,
I
you
don't
know,
know
thinking
if,
outside.
When I think that the black aura, no human really can have a black aura, because a black doesn't, the black is something
doesn't
that
represent life.
Yeah, because we're still breathing, we're still alive. So, yeah, usually it's not, you know, black. So it's usually somebody who's passed on. But white, we didn't talk about white. White is the last. White is, of course, we all know what white represents. It represents purity. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you think of white, you know, when you see angels, you know, when they're depicted in wearing white, it's the purest color. Definitely white is, like, definitely good. So, you know, if you see somebody with white around their aura, great. That is a good person. So, definitely. Let me see. So anything else on auras, you guys, before we move on? Anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'd just like to say, you know, this is something I feel like we all should know. So, you know, hit us up on our Twitter page at Vamp City Show. You know, and let us know what you find in your research, because I'm definitely going to get to know the meaning behind the colors, because I'm going to pick the boss lady's brain apart in regards to the history. So,
yes.
That's all that. Right.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Why I'm at. That's why I'm at before moving on.
I definitely want to encourage people out there to get more into some of the stuff that we talk about and try something different this year. And if you have tried everything else and this is something you just, look, I'm just going to try it, definitely get into it, because I really think that you will find it very interesting. Research is the key. Knowledge is power, and the more you know, the better it is. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, they wait for other people to tell them things, and I think that that's why on this show we don't do a certain type of topic research. I don't send links to my co-host on purpose, because we just put the topics out there. I let them go out there and get what they get out of it. That's it.
Yep.
And they come back with they researched. And I think that's like an uncontrolled environment. Because
right.
If I can just put a link to Timer and James and say, look, okay, this is what I found.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's basically putting my belief, what I found, in making you guys know. I'm basically sharing what I've found and what I got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same
right.
thing, you guys come back what you got out of it and how far you went. So I'm going to encourage to see how far my listeners will go. Maybe you guys will go deeper and further and teach me something.
Right.
So teach us something. So definitely let me know if you guys went even further into these topics that we talk about, and share it with me on Twitter. I would definitely love to hear more about all the topics we talk about. So, James, did you want to say something about auras before we end it?
Just that I'm very intrigued by this with all the different colors. I'm definitely going to try to exercise when I get the opportunity. It's definitely something different. I like to do different, exciting things. So this is one of them. I really would like to look into it, see what colors I could come up with. Hopefully it looks like a Crayola coloring box.
Oh, and make sure you guys definitely try the laying bed, put the light on, look at the ceiling thing, because it's very, it might freak you out at first, but just relax. You're going to start seeing colors. And when you start demanding colors, like, just say in your head, yellow, and you're going to start seeing yellow. Say blue, you're going to start seeing blue. Say green, whatever color you want, you're going to start seeing all those colors. And it's very interesting. Because they're moving. Like, it could, and I researched this tonight, and I saw they did a research where it was different people they had, you know, when they're doing research for all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said that it was maybe, say, 10 people. They said out of the 10 people, 2 to 3 people can demand colors. And they put them in a room, and they, like, you know, did what we did, what I did, and they can demand colors. They said they start seeing colors. Some of the people didn't. Some of the people didn't see anything. So it shows you how far, you know, certain people just really just are in tuned And if you pay attention and you concentrate it up, that's the issue. We don't like to sit quiet, because if you sit too quiet, you start thinking, right?
Yep.
So people can't sit quiet because they don't want to think. You don't want to think. You can't think. Thinking is bad, right? So if you just sit quiet and be patient and just concentrate and use your brain just a little bit more, I promise you, you'll open up so much. You'll just be like, oh, my gosh. Like, wow, I could do that. So definitely it's very interesting, very interesting. Okay, so we're going to move on, you guys. If you want to have if you have any questions about any of this stuff, hit us up, Vamp City Show on Twitter. We need followers, so make sure you guys follow us. Also, you can hit me up at Sexy India on Twitter. My co-host, we will all give out our Twitters at the end of the show. So make sure you guys give out your Twitter handles. We're going to move on to, you know what, let's do it right now in case we forget. Go ahead, timer.
Yeah, you definitely can hit me up at The Real Mr. Timer, plain old English, The Real Mr. Timer on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm at my limit of following people, but as soon as I you know what I'm saying, do some extensive work, you know, I'll hit you back. So that's where we at. James?
Yes, yes, and now my turn up, Epps, and you could follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. I'm very open to most of the people out there, you know, as long as you cool like us, I'm cool with you. So just hit me up on Twitter at YankeeMan1973.
Yay. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break, you guys.
Ooh.
So let's cue up a song. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the topic, the incubus and the succubus. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to talk about this topic. If you have had any experiences with these two things, oh, my gosh, I really wish you guys would call in tonight. Tell us your story, 646-595-4038.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the incubus and the succubus.
Yes, we got callers waiting,
like,
too, so we definitely,
yes.
Definitely going to take them in a few.
Yes. So we're going to go to a quick break right now, and we'll be right back on Vamp City Dollhouse Radio. We'll be back.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, we're back. That was Alana Evans, our very own Alana Evans. You guys know her from Triple X Films. Oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of her. That was her song, Perfect. And you can catch her live right here on Dollhouse Radio 7 days, well, not 7 days a week. She's here on every Friday with James Acevedo at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on his show.
The Benchwarmers Live Show.
Yes, the Benchwarmers Live Show right here on Dollhouse Radio every Friday. So make sure you guys tune in. That was Alana Evans. I'm so proud of her. She's also on the Download Show with Sierra and Lola Lane every Friday. Once again, Fridays, oh gosh, these Fridays. Fridays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you check her on one of the shows. So anyways, we're going to talk about the incubus and the succubus. Now, I know a long time ago on this show, we did talk about this very quickly. It was not a topic.
Okay.
But I want to bring this back up as a topic because this is very interesting because there have been so many stories of these two sex demons, because that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
The incubus is the boy. The succubus is the girl, so let's get that correct. And what they do is they go around and they prey on people, and especially people who are weak to lust and like any type of, like, you know, when you're just thinking about the wrong things at the wrong time when you're supposed to. They really prey on people where they come to you at night. Like if you ever had a dream, like a sex dream, they come in your dreams.
Yeah.
And you have a dream about having sex with somebody, they come into your dreams and that's them. They also, one lady I've read, when I'm doing some research, I read one time, some lady said that it got to the point where it was coming to her so often that they started doing it while she was awake, and the demon would track her out of bed. Like, it would track her from her bed to the floor.
What a freak.
And, yes. But before we get started, and I bring my co-host into this topic, I want to let people know this, and this is very important.
Yeah.
Number one, a spirit cannot rape you. A spirit cannot rape you unless you give access. Unless you give it access. Let me repeat that. Unless you give it access to your body. So let's understand that. No spirit can rape you unless you have given it access to your body. And what I mean by that don't sometimes mean verbal. You can give it access by the people you hang around, by the things you are doing, you know, the things you are involved in. You are giving access to these things. When they say things happen to you because of the things or people you're involved in or who's around you, certain things are happening, these things you're giving access. So don't just think like, oh, you're a good person, and you involved in everything good, and then something, right? It cannot touch you unless you give it access to your body. So let's just understand that first. Okay, so guys, when you looked up incubus, succubus, Tamer, what did you read about the incubus?
What I basically read about the incubus said the incubus and the succubus is, you know, the other two names are sex demons as well as night demons. Which are demons, they're spirits of lust. Basically, when we lust, it is a sin. So already by going against, you know what I'm saying, the laws of God's laws of righteousness, it makes us vulnerable, like you said, to access those demons, say, for instance, just because if we think it, regardless when it comes to lust, like, oh, man, I'm going to get her some of the sort. You know what I'm saying? Just because we didn't react on it, just for the simple fact that we thought it, put into perspective, it kind of like tears that wall down where it gives access to that demon to attack. So I just found it, I mean, from my understanding, I just found that, you know, these demons are, like you were saying, you know, they do get physical and they are a high-ranking demon. So they're so powerful where, you know what I'm saying, like you said, if a demon cannot attack you, you know what I'm saying? This particular spirit cannot attack you unless you give them access. So by being a high-ranking spirit, you know what I'm saying, just think how powerful it is to even to attack us in a sense on a physical level. You know, any spirit that can attack you on a physical level is a high ranking spirit. So I just find it quite interesting just looking at it and knowing that this is real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know someone personally who I tried to get on, but due to the fact that they didn't, they've never really told too many people about it. They weren't comfortable enough to come on, even though, you know, it's not like we're a webcam show of anything. We will be in the future, I'm sure. But she wasn't comfortable with coming on to discuss the matter. So,
and that's what I'm talking about, Timber. When people, like you said, we're not a webcam show. People, it's so many people like your friend where they don't want to talk about it. And I think that talking about it exposes a lot of what the past was, so people can know, look, I'm not alone. This has happened to me. And guess what? How can we work to fix it and stop this? Because a lot of people don't want to talk about it. They want to shut it out of their life and just say, oh, because they're embarrassed. I mean, to say that you was raped or touched or violated by something you don't even know what it is very, like, alarming. Like, it could be very weird. Okay, and I understand that, and I respect that. But we're here to help people. We're here to how can we fix this, and how can we make this go away?
Right.
So definitely I would love, even if your friend is listening right now, I would love to tell her that if this is still going on, there are so many things that you could do to make it go away. If she's interested in hearing about that, please let her contact me.
I will. I mean, even before we even, you know what I'm saying, before this topic came up, I was like, you know what I'm saying, like I was saying, you know, I mean, it's crazy. I lost my train of thought. I was fixing to say something, and I completely went blank.
There ain't nothing but the devil.
So, I'm handing you the mic back.
That ain't nothing but the devil.
Sorry, I just, you know, said I was multitasking, but, you know, that's not here nor there. I'm handing you the mic back. I forget about it. I even interrupted.
Oh, God. James, what did you get from the succubus? What did you get from it?
Well, the incubus and succubus is definitely an interesting thing. Like I told you, off the air, it's something I've known about for a while. Basically, there's actually what I've looked into in the past. They say that even the incubus could change into the succubus. So in other words, it actually could transform into the succubus, which is the female version of this sexual demon, and basically approach you in your sleep. And I've also heard that if the incubus could actually, the succubus, I'm sorry, the succubus could approach the man in his sleep and take the man's basically seed and basically plant it in a woman. Now, I have never, known of this. I have no proof of this, but this is what I've heard about. That this could actually happen, but this is fascinating. If I really try to find out if this was really true, because I don't want to just say that, because it's not really it sounds more hearsay than it is fact. But it is interesting that it could do things like that. You know, if that was the case, because it's just fascinating. If you just look it up, ladies and gentlemen, about the incubus and succubus, they have YouTube videos. Now, I don't know how real they are, but there are videos where you see, you know, the woman, whatever, and you see something moving in the sheets. You know, the sheets are moving and then stuff is happening.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
so freaking weird.
Yeah, right?
It's so freaking weird. And my conscious experience of the incubus was very, very, very alarming, because you know, I experienced a lot of stuff in my time, but I've never experienced it like where I'm awake almost. You know, most of the stuff for me is like, you know, I'm in that half sleep where I'm paralyzed. And that's connected to the incubus and succubus too, and I didn't know that. Because I always have paralyzed sleep. And sometimes, not all the time, it could be that, but I think that it could be a multitude of things, because I think there's other little, because I always feel like it's something bad right there, or I could see something in a corner or in the shadows. I'm not sure. And I researched all kind of things where I have heard that, well, not to get off subject, I don't want to go far into the paralyzed sleep, but we'll stay on the incubus and succubus. Going back to my story, with my experience and being on, sleep on the couch one night, once again, I'm always on the couch.
I'm at the couch.
Sleep on the couch one night, came home late, and I actually, sorry, wasn't home late. I was coming home from the club in Hollywood, clubbing out all night, and everybody who knows me, I lived, I stayed at a house in Moreno Valley. So I stayed from Hollywood to there is like maybe almost an hour, like 50 minutes.
Okay.
So if I don't want to drive home, I will go to my mom's house, okay? So my mom stayed, like, she stayed maybe from Hollywood, maybe about 20 minutes, okay? You could get to from Hollywood to her house for 20 minutes. So I would go there because it was less time, I'm asleep, maybe had a drink or two, so I don't want to drive. So I would go to my mom's, or if I didn't want to go in and wake everybody up, I would just get a hotel until the morning. And so what happened was I went to my mom's one night after the club because I didn't want to go home. And my mom and I were actually leaving early because we had a family member that's not with us anymore. They were in jail, and everybody was going to, they're doing a visit. And if anybody know about some visits, you got to do early in the morning. So they were leaving early. So nobody was going to be in the house, okay? Nobody was there. So after they left, I'm already out. I'm asleep, and I'm out on the couch. I'm asleep, out. Dark, it's pitch dark. I don't care, okay? At this point, when I'm pitch dark and asleep, I don't care because I'm so tired. I wake up. I'm awakened by something basically touching my leg, and there's nobody in the house. And I can feel it touching me to the point where I wake up, and I'm like, what the hell? And I hear what I hear, and I've told this story many times, is something like it was so startled by me when I woke up that you can hear it running. Like it like jumped off the couch, like almost fell trying to get away from me. And it was running to the, oh my gosh, this was so weird. And it, if you can imagine how afraid I was at this point, because I knew it was nothing, nobody in that house. And I knew that it was something, and it was touching me just now. I felt violated, number one. Number two, I woke up, I was angry because I felt like, what is it? And I got up, and I couldn't get in the engine. I'm scared, number three. I couldn't get to the light fast enough. I ran across the room, turned on the light, and it was nobody in the house. Nobody's there. I slept with the light on the whole night until morning came, you guys. It was really, I think I even called somebody and I just stayed on the phone. We stayed on the phone all night.
Wow.
I couldn't go to sleep. It was just really, and you got to understand at that time in my life, I wasn't me who I am now, like where I'm totally strong. So it's like, you know, it would be nothing. I would have just been like, I would have did my thing and it would have been gone. And I would have been like, okay, let me turn back off the lights. And I'm going to sleep. But then I was still bathing in fear, and I was fearing everything. So you get what I'm saying? Things will come to you because you feared a lot of stuff, and I did. And that thing, you know, because, oh, gosh, you just imagine waking up and you could feel something touching you. I mean, it was touching me, like somebody was on the couch with me, like a side of me, like laying by me, like touching me. That is weird. So for your friend who actually went through the experience of being sexually, like, you know, with that part, that thing, oh, my gosh, that is just, I can't imagine that. I didn't get that far, thank God. But I felt violated just by the point it was touching me like that. So what I want to tell people out there that who are like, well, no, this can't, trust me. I've had so many experiences that most of the topics we talk about, I can relate to all of them because I got a story about all of them. Because that's why, right, but that's the beauty of it. Because not only I'm talking about it, I'm telling you my experience of it. These things exist.
Yep.
And they do.
And it, it scared the hell out of me, okay? Let me tell you that. And I think it got the hell out of there because guess what? It ain't came back since.
Hey, Andy.
So, oh, my God, I realized it's me. I'm going to get out of here.
The Bible.
She can see us. She can see us.
The Bible.
Us. Hold up.
Hey, India.
Wait a minute. Right? Yes.
Right. You know the Bible spoke of many accounts where spirits took physical form and function as humans.
Yes.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying? And even as yes. proof for those who want to for validation, you know, the Bible gives examples. You know, you can just start off reading the book of Genesis and all of chapters 18 and 19 through verses 23. It tells and shows, you know, that it has proof that spirits can manifest into physical form. So, you know, to cast out all doubt, you know, if the book speaks about, you know, spirits being able to manifest into a physical form, how can this not be true?
No,
you know?
That is true. That is true. I remember being a little girl. I was like maybe, not little, but I was big enough to, I was like in junior high. That's a little girl to me because I'm older now. But junior high. And I was in, me and my sister, we at this point, we shared their rooms together. And I think after that, we definitely had our own rooms. And it got to the point, do you know, me and my sister still would share rooms together. We would still sleep in the same room together. Because it was just, I don't know, for some reason, that's kind of weird. Like, even though we had our own room at one point, after, like, seventh grade, we still would sleep in the same room together. Because for some reason, my sister, for me, she didn't mind, but I wanted her there. She bought me comfort, and, you know, for some reason, my sister did. And I love when my sister is there because, I don't know, it just made me feel better. But anyways, I was in the seventh grade, and I remember one night, because I always talked about I could not go to sleep. I would always stay up. That's why they called me a vampire when I was younger, because I would never go to sleep. I would always be up. But the reason why I'll be up because of all the stuff that would happen. Like, you know, I would see spirits, I would see things, and it would keep me up. So that's why I would stay up so late because I'm half the time. One, but for point, you don't want to miss anything. You don't know what you're going to see, or you're scared to go to sleep, you know. So, but one night I basically saw this little thing, and I've never seen it again, but it was a dark. Like, you could see the outline, but it was like a small one. And I never seen a small one, but it was like a small entity thing at my bed, at the foot of my bed. And it just stood there, like, looking. And I was just like, and I raised my head up, like, looking at it. And I'm looking at it and looking at me. And I'm like, because I really believe sometimes these things don't realize we could, like, you know, do they think we could see them? Because most people can't see stuff.
Exactly.
So they be around and you don't know they're around.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing was just watching me. And I was just looking at him and looking at me. And I think to the point where he saw, I noticed that I could see it, it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing was like a small, dark one. And I'd never seen a small one. But this was like a small one, like dark, all black, pitch black. Well, I said, are you kidding me? I raised up and I can never, for some reason, when you see stuff like that, you can never scream fast enough because you're so in shock.
Yeah.
Your body is not registering, like, you know, fast enough. But I was so in awe, like, oh, my God, what is that? And I'm like, because you get to the point when you start seeing stuff so much, you kind of get used to it. So it's like you're kind of scared still, but you're more curious because I got more curious. Because I'm like, what is that?
Wow.
So it's looking at me. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Playing a staring contest.
Yeah, and then I think it realized, like, can she see me? And it left.
Oop, go back.
Yes. Right, let me leave. Yeah. She can see me. Right. So I just want to let people know that, like what Timer said, these things, if you're anybody that's in doubt, they exist. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, you guys.
Yes, we have a phone call here, 917-653. You're on the air with India and Timer.
Hello?
And James. Hello.
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 Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brian. You're on my phone rep. How you doing?
Who is this?
Hello, Brian.
Can you hear me?
Oh, Brian.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Let me take the earpiece off because I think the connection is bad. Hang on a second.
Yeah, you sound a little, like, distant a little
bit. Yeah, let me take it off the earpiece. Hold on a second. Sorry.
Sure, sure. Probably not driving.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, it's you know, it's the thing about it. You know, we lost Brian. We lost Brian.
I think Brian went
back.
Brian took off the earpiece and left the show.
I was
going to
say, he took off the earpiece and hung up the phone at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, the craziest thing about the Incubus and the Succubus is, you know, it says that, you know, they often turn violent and attack by beating, choking, and restraining you.
Yes.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
And the way that my source put everything into perspective was, think of these demons as an extremely abusive sex partner. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you mentioned earlier, India, as far as, you know, finding that comfort zone. You know, some people are weak where they find a comfort zone, meaning they give in, they let go of their faith, therefore it gives more power to that demon.
That's
their
right.
Spirit to attack them as they see fit. So, I mean, it's crazy when,
well,
you know, we take time to research things, you know, and to find out, you know, the things that have been, you know, the stories that have been documented for us as proof. Some are erroneous, but not all are, you know.
Well, remember the girl I told you about that it said it dragged her out of the bed?
Yep.
When it gets to the point where it's dragging you out of bed and having sex with you and abusing you, you have given into it. And I feel that it's come to the point where it's enough is enough. And you only give it power. You've given it the power. You're giving it all the power. You can't. You have to fight. And I know it's people out there who are going through stuff like this and they're like, don't want to talk about it. Stop saying you don't want to talk about it, because that's when you stop it. When you start talking about it is when you stop it, because you're exposing it and you're saying, look, enough is enough. It's your body. Take over your body. Take back your body and your soul. Take back that part of you, because you can't give in. You don't supposed to win. If something is dragging you out the damn bed and beating you up and having sex with you and you can't even see it, that don't make sense. Hello?
Freak you out. There was a story one time that the incubus, it was either incubus or succubus, and it was doing exactly that, and he was feeling he was being touched. This was actually a gentleman experienced this, but he always keeps a Bible by his bed. And what he did was, when he felt that was going on, because it happened to him more than a couple of times, he would grab the book and he would say, like, a verse or something. He says, go away, you know, I believe in the Holy Ghost, this, then the third, and it would stop.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it definitely go away.
So.
Yeah. It would definitely go away, and you gotta start commanding and demanding. Now, if you somebody who's just, like, scared and you saying it, don't even think about it because they're just laughing at you. You got to get that faith, and you got to get that courage, and you got to demand it. Definitely. Not in your name. You definitely got to demand it in Jesus' name that to go away.
Exactly.
But you definitely want to make sure that, you know, I just can't understand somebody keep continually going through something like this, and it's abuse.
Because
And you don't know. Yeah. You're thinking you don't know what to do. It's so many things to do. You can get rid of it. Why go through that?
That's because most people like being the victim. It's kind of like lady who gets beat by her man, or even the man getting beat by his lady. You know what I'm saying? But yet they still stay with them. So in a sense, they still
an entity that you can't even see. You can't even see who it is. You're like,
but I mean,
what the hell? Who are you?
It's kind of like what you just said. You know what I'm saying? If you keep fighting, if you refuse to talk about it, we're opening it. We're not asking for help. We're not looking. There's no cry for help.
Thank you.
By giving
Thank
in.
You.
You know what I'm saying? So how can you be helped if you give in? That's
it's like a person that's doing drugs or you're alcoholic. How can you ever get over or get to the next point where you need to get if you deny it or you just push it out the way and you think you can fix it by yourself? Obviously, you can't fix it by yourself because guess what? The demon is still dragging your ass out the bed. So obviously, you can't fix it by yourself. Sometimes you have to fix it. You got to go to other people or you got to talk about it so that other people that may experience it more than you can help you to figure it out how to deal with it. You get what I'm saying? So I just want to encourage people out there that, you know, if you're going through anything like this, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry, but you definitely can get help. You definitely can fix it. The incubus and the succubus is what we're talking about right now. These things, what else did I want to talk about real quick about that? The sleep paralysis. Now, anybody who has sleep paralysis, it is linked. I researched this. They said it is linked to the incubus and the succubus now. They said it is linked to it. So people who have sleep paralysis, and if it's any type of, like when you're in that sleep where you can, like, halfway, half sleep, and you feel, like, sexual thoughts or anything like that, or you're feeling somebody touching you, that is what's happening to you. That's what's going on. You know, you're experiencing that. Or sex dreams, you're experiencing that. You're experiencing the incubus and the succubus. So I just want to put that out there to you guys. Huh?
I said get out of here. So in a sense, would, like, having a wet dream be like you're getting attacked for your first time, so you're losing your virginity?
Right.
I'm laughing with not heads. You know, I think we've all had spun that leak. never mind. But, on a more serious note,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, attacking, but it's this, you know what I'm saying, this night demon to attack. You know what I'm saying, a person in that subconscious state, it makes them vulnerable. And like you're saying, the sleep paralysis could be for, like, a light sleeper who can wake up from it and kind of fend off, you know,
right.
Because
well,
of,
what I did,
you know,
exactly what I did. You're right. It's exactly
right.
What you said is what I did, where I basically was able to, before it started going there, because it was going there, like, it was like up, it was like rubbing on me. It was up against me, but it was rubbing me. So that I woke up, and it got the hell out of there. If you would have heard the foot, how fast, like it felt to me that it fell off the damn couch trying to get off and get off. Because like, I don't want her to touch me. So guess what? I'm happy that it ran the hell off because that lets you know. Number one, that it didn't walk off, it ran off. Okay, so that's good. Yes.
You know what it is, though. I mean, you're so in tune, especially with your archangels, where someone that's in that conscious state can call on the right authority to be a worthy opponent to it, opposed to someone in a self.
Oh, yeah. Because, and I told you at that point in my life, my angels have been watching on me for a long, they've been there for a long time. And at this point, I wasn't asking for their help. So they were just around, and sometimes we have to understand our angels that sometimes they observe because you got to call them. You have to call on them. So because I didn't, they just observe sometimes, and they protect you, but they observe. And at this point, they were observing. So they were around, but they're not like how they are now where they're around. So you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So these things were able to maneuver a little bit. You get what I'm saying? That's why I was able to even get that close. So, you know, and it's weird. Like, I just want people to be very conscious of that. Like, you know, you got to know. You got to protect yourself. We talked about that so many times. Maybe we'll have a show on protection because, oh, my gosh. Like, I just really feel bad for somebody like your friend because I can't imagine that at all. I can't imagine.
What I was saying at that point was where she's concerned because you mentioned it. She told me that it stopped years ago, you know.
Right.
But maybe her reluctance to come on here to you know what I'm saying, vent about it to be, you know, if she come
to bring
on
it
here,
back.
Could, right, exactly. Okay. And maybe that could have been a fear.
Oh, okay. I get what she's saying. Well, I think that she needs to write, if she's listening, I would tell you to talk about it because you might can help somebody else and erase the whole fear. Don't be afraid that it's going to come back. You got to know that it's not going to come back because you are so past beyond where you was, not where you at right now, but where you was, you are so totally different that it won't even come back to you because it can't. So I just want people to just, you know, change your thoughts, change how you put, you know, how you word stuff. Like, you know, don't be afraid. You're not scared. Don't be afraid of nothing. Nothing. Because the more you fear anything, the harder it's going to be to get rid of it. Because trust me, a lot of this stuff, it works off of fear. And it can smell you.
Oh, yeah.
It can smell you. Any more calls that we want to talk, that want to talk?
Let's see here. Okay. We have, let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to do this. Yeah, 352, you're on the air.
Thank you, Yankee Man. Hi there, India.
Hey, what's up, Joseph?
Just listening to you all talking about succubus. I'm just wondering, does the succubus cause you to have an accident while you're sleeping?
Have what?
An accident.
I know
while
what
you're
talking about,
little
premature
infant.
Yeah.
Laughing with Joe.
I'm more like I'm asking because I woke up this morning to find my bed all wet for some strange reason.
Are you talking about a sexual act wet, or are you talking about like an accident wet?
Both of the above.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out why.
Speaking just from what I myself researched, as far as the sexual act, I mean, if, as I said before, you know, lust is a sin, therefore you've already broke the you know, God's laws to righteousness, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's possible, you know. I think in the state that we're all living in now, where we are with technology, you know, with the webcams and et cetera, I mean, we all are open to be attacked some way or another. I mean, that's my perspective. I mean, James, help me out. I mean, do you see it where I see it or no?
Yeah. I mean, you know. That's something, I mean, to be honest with you, as far as with my experience, that's never happened to me, to be honest with you. That's a little different, though. I don't know.
No,
because
he said.
Because with the incubus and, you know, with that type of stuff, that's more you feel, you know, like something there more than just you just waking up and then, surprise, you know. You know what I'm saying? So. I don't know, but I see what you're trying to say, but,
because, like, it works more like my ex-fiancé basically said one night in his dream he saw it was me at first doing something to him, and when he pulled the cover back, it was another girl face. So that's, you get what I'm saying? That's more related. Like, they're tricking him. So that's a little different. That's, like, more related to that.
But actually, you know, Joseph did say that it was a little bit of both. So
Yes. It could change the incubus could actually change into a female demon and vice versa. That actually it can transform into different forms of what you're thinking at that time. Or you know, basically.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Do we have another caller too?
As of right now, no. Everybody else is just listening. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So Brian didn't never call back.
Brian never called back. I hope he wasn't driving. I hope he ain't in the Northeast like me. Right now.
Brandon, oh my God.
I hope not.
Okay. Next week's show, we want to talk about, we're going to get into chakras, and I want to talk about Oh, we got to go there, you guys, because before I said this about me, we're going to talk about witchcraft. I want to go into that because I want to talk about, we're not just going to talk about that. We want to talk about, since we're paranormal and we talk about paranormal stuff, we talk about demonology, we talked about angels, demons, everything, ghosts. So we have to hit, we did the, what is it called? The
The unexplained.
Right, the unexplained. So we got to hit everything. So
that's
we
right,
will be talking about voodoo. We'll be talking about witchcraft. Like, I want to kind of talk about where did this stuff come from. Different religions, different people have this. Some of these people practice this because it's their religion, and are, you know, this is what they grew up with, and that's what they know. But I also want to go into, like, back in the days where a lot of witches were hung and burnt alive, actually, too, because they were both as witches, and a lot of women died because, you know, they thought that they were, people thought they were doing stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff that went on back in the days. If you were accused of a witch back in the day, it was not a good thing. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about risk. I want to talk about, you know, of doing any of this stuff. Then you have also the other side of it, the witches who do white magic for the good of, you know, the good side of it, if you want to say that, like, to most people who don't understand stuff, which, like me, I didn't either, but I'm, like, even though I'm not none of this stuff, I open myself to respect other people's, you know, beliefs and decisions and who they are. So, you know, I definitely do my research and I ask questions and I know about a lot of stuff. So I definitely want to touch on that real quick. So we will talk about voodoo. We will talk about, as much as I can, we'll talk about witchcraft. We'll talk about, like, you know, why... so many people are, like, you know, so many people, like, did this. Like, I don't know if it's something big now, but back in the days, it was something huge. Like, a lot of people, like, they really did this. Like, even if you go back to, like, even, like, you know, the Indians have shamans. Like, you know, you got shamans that basically tell you, they guide you, they tell you certain stuff that, you know, people go to. They're the person who know everything. So, you know, you have witch doctors. Certain cultures got witch doctors. And it all relates somewhat of magic or, like, you know, stuff like that. So I definitely want to talk about, we'll talk about that a little bit next week, along with chakras. I want to have a guest on real quick for the chakra subject. But I hope my co-host would, you know, so you guys make sure you do your homework and look up that stuff because we're going to get into that because it all contains to our unexplainable things and paranormal, so we got to talk about it. So questions about it. And actually, I would love for Cobra to call in for next week's show because I want to talk about, like, you know, a lot of the people of Haitian people are connected to, and Africans to, like, you know, voodoo or black magic and stuff like that, and even some Spanish people. So I want to see, you know, research, like, why are some of the cultures, why do they believe this? Like, why do they do this? Like, even the slaves, the Africans, they came here. A lot of them practiced voodoo.
Yes,
so,
for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Oh, for obvious reasons, we know. So, honestly, I'm just going to be honest with you. If I was in those days, I would probably too. I'm not going to even lie to you. In those days, I would. If I was in slavery, I would probably be in one too. I'm sorry, just to let y'all know.
Yeah.
So, yes, you probably would have. So, but I definitely want to kind of go into that and just, you know, background of that. And we all know somebody who believe in it or who has, you know, who is a part of it. So I just think it'll be interesting for us to kind of talk about that and And also, like, you know, just not one side of it, kind of just because we like to be biased. So I want to kind of do two sides of it, like things that I think certain people shouldn't mess with because you don't know about it. So I want to say to people out there who are just interested in stuff like that, I think that you should leave certain stuff alone because you open up doors to things you don't want to open up. So on that part of it, I definitely want to do the show to let people know that that is stuff that you don't want to play with because you don't want to open up those doors, trust me.
No.
Right.
And then on the other side is to be fair of people who that's what they do for the good. I don't really want to talk so much about the bad part of it because I really – that's not the part I want to focus on. I really want to focus on, like, people, like, you know, they feel they do certain things for good. There are people out there who are considered witch doctors and healers who basically use some of their, you know, remedies and magic to do work for good, to heal people, to, you know, do little stuff like that. But so I want to bring focus to that for people who are working for good. Not really the bad part of it. I mean, we could go into the bad part of it, but really, that's not really my focus of it. So, anyway, so that's what we're going to do next week. So you guys get prepared for that. And because I was called that so many times before by a certain person, that's going to be very interesting to talk about because if I was, I would probably know that if I was a witch before anybody else, So how can you call me something that I'm not? And then if I was, then I'm like, why would you mess with somebody that you thought was? So I'm like, you know, come on, you're so – anyways. So I think it will be very interesting. And then also this month, I want to talk about we'll get more into, like, I want to do a night where we just do ghost stories. So that's coming soon, too. We're going to do ghost stories. So I definitely want to hear you guys' ghost stories. So that night, we want to make it a fun night. Get your popcorn, get your wine, and we definitely want to make it a fun night of ghost stories. So if you got some interesting ones, call all your friends, have them to call in, and we're just going to share stories. So that's going to be fun. That'll be, like, not this week coming up, but that'll be next week. So in 2 weeks, we want to do a ghost story show.
Gotcha.
So that gives you guys a week to research the for next week's topic. So you know what we're already talking about. Other than that, we'll see you guys next week. Let's do last thought.
Yes. Real quickly, because before we get kicked off, I just want to say to all our Northeast Dollhouse listeners, especially in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, New England area, I hope your asses are inside because we're going through a blizzard right now as we speak. You know, parts of Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, that type of area, Boston, and New England. So they already had a state of emergency, 11 p.m. No one was allowed to drive a non-emergency vehicle. So only the police and, you know, ambulance, stuff like that are out there. So it's looking pretty bad right now. I think it would be worse, but it says it's supposed to intensify later. So hopefully you're all inside. And you're all smart enough to do what you had to get earlier today. So we all hope that you're safe so you can listen to us 7 days a week as usual here on Dollhouse Radio. And as far as what we talked about tonight, you know, just like I've always said every week, just keep your mind open and keep your heart open and just be aware of your surroundings. That's all I have to say. For this week.
My last final thoughts. This lady walked up to me today.
Uh-oh.
I was out, and she just walked. She was an Asian lady, and she just walked up to me, and she just said she started talking about certain stuff, and she was just like going on and on, and I loved it, and I loved her energy, her aura. I was absorbed in it, and it was beautiful.
Nice.
And she was just. And it was weird because she was from L.A. too. Isn't that weird? And we were just talking and talking and laughing. At the end, we gave each other a hug. I didn't know this lady. I just met her. But she just walked up to me and started talking. And she was like, what is your name? And she was just talking. And I want to let people know that people, we recognize each other. Let's let it be known. Light recognize light. Trust me. Okay? So, with that being said, I really loved that experience today. Was really good because now I'm noticing a lot of people, like I'm attracting so many good people in my life. And that comes with time and practice where you start letting certain things out of your life, certain people, especially certain people out of your life. So I just want to put that out there. Be careful of who you're surrounding. Don't let all these bad auras come into your life because there's a lot of people out there who are wondering what's going on in their life, but it's the people that you're surrounded by. They're so negative. They're so negative that they bring you down. You don't understand why you can't move forward. It's because of these people. These people, sometimes we got to let people go and love them from a distance, and that's what I learned to do. Love people from a distance. Don't be around them every day because you're absorbing their energy. It'll rub off on you eventually, and everything you're doing will stop. You can't go nowhere. You can't figure out why your business won't work because you have negative people around. So just, you know, talking about the aura topic today, just want to really just push out there, like, you know, be careful of your surroundings. I definitely want everybody out there to do the experiments for the auras, see what your colors are. Start seeing if you can read other people's auras so you can see who you want in your circle. Definitely, that's very important. I love you guys so much, and I'm wishing you guys prosperity, love, happiness, and great health. So definitely I want to push that into your lives. That's it. Follow me on Twitter at Sexy India and Timer.
Yes. My final thoughts is basically get in tune with yourself. The more you know, the knowledge is power, the more you'll be able to fight off evil spirits of those sorts. As said before, nothing can attack us unless we allow it to, meaning our vulnerable state, our faith. If our faith is not strong enough, how can we fight off such spirits like the incubus and the succubus? Basically, you know what I'm saying, take care of one another, you know what I'm saying, stay positive, you know what I'm saying, we'll see you next week, salute, and that's all I got to
say. And the color is blue, imagine blue. Blue, you guys. Happiness. We want everybody to think blue tonight.
Yes.
Think blue. Just look at the blue. The blue can represent water, spa.
Yes.
Just imagine yourself in a blue room and you're just happy, 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 happy. Okay.
Happy, joy.
I love you guys so much. We'll see you guys next week. Bam City Dollhouse Radio.
Yes. Adios.
We don't have a song to play? What the heck?
I'm trying.
Doesn't want to let me play. The hell?
I've never been the type to give up. I pull myself back up. Learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they say.